We're back with another episode because it's...
What? New Year's?
Yeah. And we're talking resolutions. So you might want to sit down for this.
Oi, sit down lah.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of You Might Want to Sit Down for This podcast.
Yay.
We have lovely people on set today. How y'all doing?
Okay.
We're okay.
Okay, that's great. Guys, we're barely a week into the new year. Okay. Want to do some quick intros? Mingyu, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Mingyu.
That's great.
Hi, I'm Soph.
I'm Ming.
I'm Vivian. They're too close.
No, it's
fine. It's alright.
It's fine. Okay. It's fine.
All right. You want to share with... Do we have to tell people what you guys do?
Yeah.
I think we should. Yeah.
Vivian, what do you do?
I am one of the showrunners on... Takeaway table, I think. Yeah, a couple of
across the board.
Takeaway.
Yes, that's me.
So,
I do accounts, client team things, and a bunch of others.
It's fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
Today we have these two ladies on for some variants and things we're going to talk about. How's the new year treating everyone?
Nice.
I'm tired already.
Okay, then.
It's
We are 3 days.
I don't know. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I don't feel like I rested enough. It didn't feel like it was a rest. Because December was so busy for us.
Yeah.
So
really? Oh, okay.
It's very scary looking.
I think I'm still processing the fact that it's really 2024.
Yep.
I was like, it doesn't feel like it's 2024 yet.
Are you 30 already yet?
Hey!
Sorry.
Almost there.
Is this your final year?
Immediate. Huh?
No, it was second final year.
Okay.
She got offended. She was.
Like, I'm happy. I'm glad.
When you have to say things like that.
I embrace it. Because they say people always say you only truly live life when you're 30.
It's true.
Yeah.
Honestly.
True. Because at that point, you just don't care.
You just don't care.
About life.
I don't know what it is.
You guys have wrapped my life in one sentence. You just don't care. It's true. It's true. Mm. You truly become yourself when you stop caring about what other people think.
Also true.
It's mad.
It's great.
Speaking about what people care about.
What do people care about?
Whenever the new year rolls around, we like to do these things called resolutions.
Hate it.
We've talked about it on the podcast before when it wasn't, you might want to sit down for this. but this year, we're doing something different. We're going to be talking about some of the resolutions that we made last year, whether we achieved it, some of our own resolutions. But more importantly, because we're a bunch of bitches, we're going to get some of the team to come down and share their resolution with us. So that we can judge them.
Yeah, we're going to judge it. Because it's important.
Yeah.
Because when you make a resolution on your own, right?
Yeah, they're not real.
Who cares?
Yes. Yeah.
Then, you know, then at the end of the year, you make something up. Guess, look, I lost 9 kilo, but did I resolve to do it? No, I got sick.
You know, wait, but do you all actually make resolutions?
Okay, that's a great thing to point out.
Why don't you start? Do you make resolutions?
Yeah, you look like a really big resolution maker.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I'm quite surprised that you don't make resolutions.
Okay.
You feel
I don't know if this counts, but like last year, I told myself, okay, I'll do 10 books. I'll read 10 books by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I read 9. So
hey, that's pretty good.
It's a tough time for everybody.
No, it's not.
Okay.
9 books. Okay.
But that's a goal.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not really a resolution.
What's the difference between a goal and a resolution? Like a yearly goal.
Actually, right. If you look at the words, like by definition, a resolution is actually way stronger.
Your entire
being is put into achieving this goal.
Yeah.
A goal is like, if you miss, you miss. But a resolution is like you resolve to do it. I think we use that a little too easily.
Yeah, it's nice setting a goal to read 10 books.
Yeah.
Do you need resolve to read 10 books?
I think you do.
That's why I don't consider it a resolution.
Shit.
It's a goal, actually.
Some people have higher willpower than others.
That's true. Okay. Did you make any resolutions?
Actually, I didn't.
Okay, well.
Last year at all? Nothing?
No. I was just like, okay, just live life.
Then why does everyone talk about resolutions every year?
Hey, thanks for watching this episode.
Because you wanted to talk about it.
I know, but you know, when you get down to the nitty gritty, right?
Okay.
Like everyone loves to post about, New Year's resolution. You know what I hate? It's the same thing as relationships. They like to talk about when they start, but when they end, no one say anything about follow up.
Okay, this is very personal. It's very personal.
Are we changing the topic? I want to know if you achieve a resolution. Like, especially those, right? Do you guys do this? Like, people who post resolution, right? I will save their post.
Okay, I'm not that petty.
Oh, I'm not petty.
What was your latest save?
Oh, people who like to lose weight.
Mm.
And then I look at the December photo. I'm like, and I really want to do the meme, you know, how it was, how it's going, you know, but I can't do it.
I can appreciate that. Oh, I think people like to share like the things they want to achieve because it sounds good.
It sounds great.
Like the bigger your resolution is, the more successful you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? And then like oh
actually, my wish is to become the Prime Minister of Malaysia. That's
this
my
year.
Resolution.
This year.
Okay, I mean, it's a bit
this year. This year.
Give me two.
Wow. I mean.
Okay, like, since we didn't really make any.
Let's have last a practice.
Year,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe this we year. Should. This year, let's.
I'm already scared. With you, I feel like we did an episode last year.
We
you
did.
Did
we
yeah,
talked
yeah.
about resolution.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
We talked about your regret list, I think.
Yes, yes. And I fulfilled it. So my perspective was everyone is so jaded with resolutions.
Yeah.
I use a bigger motivation.
Regret. I like that.
Because human beings will only have regret when you're alone and dying on your hospice bed.
Mm. You know, that's when FOMO is real.
Right? So I took, yeah. Yeah, really. And what can Papa do about it? FOMO more time.
My
Papa
is dead, so she can't really say much.
But it's true. So like, to reverse engineer the regret, right? It's very strong leh. Because you then have a new resolve not to regret doing this.
So what was on your regret list?
Need to put music out. No matter what, I told myself in 2023, if we don't put music out this year, I will regret it.
You did. You brought two?
Three.
Thanks.
Two.
Three.
Actually, I like that concept.
Right?
Mm. Yeah.
Because we are Asian culture, right? We are more motivated by pain.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like, I don't want to get beaten, you know? So why not we use our strengths, which is fear, you know?
Mm. Wow. Okay.
So besides like that? Regret. Besides that.
Well, okay, maybe in hindsight, right, if we don't think about the things that we set out to do, but the accidental successes along the way, what were some of your highlights? That were like, oh, wow.
I hate people, right, who like accidentally put success, right, then suddenly it's their resolution and I made it. I'm like, I have your safe post. You didn't resolve for this.
He's keeping track.
It's quite crazy. Guys.
I don't know. Okay, anyway. But true, accidental successes. What's some accidental successes?
I think that's a good way to like, think about resolutions for the year to come. Because like the things that you did and you were like, I really like doing that. I feel that could be a good...
To build on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Keep first, you go first.
Okay, so editing.
I think I do... Is that
a resolution?
You want to share with us context, like people who...
Yeah, okay.
What you mean editing?
I've been editing Sip and Spill on our show.
And random things.
And random things here and there. I think, that was an accidental... Like,
you got such a flair for it.
You're so good at it. Legit. You're genuinely good at it.
Yeah.
I do enjoy editing.
That's great.
Yeah, so like that's fun.
So do you reckon that your resolution maybe would be to edit... Not more, but to edit... Certain things.
I feel that's where the danger starts. Because you find joy in it, right?
Oh,
I
don't then when
a,
it becomes
I don't
a job.
I tag on it, you know. Yeah.
But it is my job though.
Technically.
Thanks for watching.
That's a conversation.
But technically the editing was something that you started doing and then suddenly it just became a blossom flower. You know what I mean?
A blossom flower.
Like now you need to repeat the blossom flower and then you need to sell it at the
I'm sowing the seeds.
Is it resolution worthy?
Wow.
Well, what is there to resolve in that sense?
Yeah, it's quite funny. Do more.
Yeah.
I'm already doing. Thank you.
But that was like last year's accidental success.
Right.
So if you're talking about that,
I see.
Mia, what's an accidental success that you might consider making a resolution?
Accidental success. I feel like last year's, there was more of accidental pain compared to success. The success is getting out of the hospital with my family all in one piece. I don't know. Success... I think it's more on the team side. Like, I feel like the team suddenly, all the internal content started clicking and it just worked and it started working. And I don't know how to replicate that. How do you replicate that?
You just keep doing it. It's your job.
Let us know.
No, I don't know how to replicate accidents. Accidental success, you know?
Okay.
But I think one thing that was great that I think we can resolve to do is always continue trying new things no matter what. So the scarier it looks, the stupider it looks, the like, this won't work lah. You just do lah. And then it'll work.
Okay.
Hopefully. But that's maybe something along the way. So,
I don't know.
This is the master of goal setting.
For someone so organized, it's actually, it astounds me that you still...
Yeah.
I guess it does make sense. You did say that I don't have dreams.
Oh!
Oh my god, I make it sound so sad, but it's true.
No, she said that before. Like, and it's not a problem.
Okay.
Then what do you close your eyes? What do you do?
No, I think it's because
she also doesn't dream sleep.
Oh, yeah.
What? I don't get a lot of
wait,
dreams.
You go to sleep, no dream.
She said yeah.
All the time.
Most
I just black out.
Most times.
Most
actually,
times.
They say that is I good, used right? to dream more. Your brain is active, lah. Right? That, like, they say that you're getting actual sleep then.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, I'm so tired all the time.
Oh, damn.
Oh, what a dreamer.
He's dreaming. Like,
call me Martin Luther King Jr.
I feel yeah. like I used to have more dreams when I was younger. And then when I'm older, I just
are we talking
knock
about
out.
Sleep dreams or
but
like dreams? Live dreams? Life
both.
Dreams. Oh!
No, I think it's also because I don't see myself as an ambitious person.
Okay, like, I kind of relate to that. If you ask me like, what's my goal in the next 5 years, I have no answer.
I just flow where the currents go.
Flow where the currents go.
And I would think a lot of things happen to be an accidental success.
Damn. Hey, then I got a genuine question for both of you. So when you see people like KOLs and shit, when they post up brand new, like new year resolutions, and they're like, oh, hustle, I'm going to do this, do that. And it's like very like blowing their own horn. What does that make you feel like? Oh, it's shoot for the stars, you know? And then when you miss, you land among the ass. How do you feel when you see such big dreams? Because you guys don't have like dreams of your own. Do you all like, wow, wish I was like that? Or like, oh my God, pretentious?
I'm okay. I'm like, that's their life, lah. Like,
oh, good on you, Pat.
Yeah, good on you.
It's great. Like, oh, whatever sounds good for you, I guess.
Wow.
Enjoy.
You have really a great mix of ambition here. Really? This like...
Yeah.
It's because you and you are definitely one of the most organized... You definitely organize people, right? And you would think, right? People who have 1, 2, 3, 4 will have a 5 after that. You get what I mean? Like, my life... Your life is like lasagna. My life is like spaghetti.
Means what?
There are layers on top and you know the next layer. Then you put the sauce. Then you put the layer.
But
then you
put
the sauce.
I'm spaghetti.
You're spaghetti?
Oh.
In how?
I don't know what's my next layer, ma.
Really? Whoa. You look so organized to me, eh.
Well.
Life is an illusion.
I like this episode.
Okay. Minyu, since you started the question, what's your... I mean, obviously, I don't think it's accidental.
Actually,
but what's accidental success?
Actually, I don't think I made a resolution to pursue stand-up last year. I did not make... It wasn't a... I need to do this.
It's just...
My resolution last year was I will do a minimum of 1 open mic a month. That was my resolution. I remember when I started, I'm like, I want to get good. I want to practice. I don't know if I reached it. I think there are certain months I didn't do. But then I will do multiple later on. So I just covered up. Yeah, that's it.
You didn't do an open mic once a month. You did an open mic and then a full-on show at the end of the year.
Yeah, the growth was just that we did a tour.
Yeah. But that is a mixture of that.
That counts as a resolve. It's not a goal. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it needs resolve to do something.
I think that one was very, like, it was very, very different sort of feeling for me. Because, like, you know, sometimes when you make resolutions, you like, oh, I want to lose weight, I want to go to the gym. A lot of times, like, by second month already, you're like, I have this shit, right? But for, like, the stand-up stuff, I remember, I think we were talking about it, and she's like, it's actually quite impressive for someone like me who doesn't really want to commit to stuff. To go and then even when no one else came along to help me shoot a record, I would still go alone and then bring tripod and then do myself.
That's resolve. I think that's the difference between resolving to do shows and having a goal to clean your house.
Because
your goal to clean the house is done in like whatever the day you choose to do it.
Yeah.
That's
maybe
not a resolution.
That's the key. The key isn't to reach a point. The key is to develop a consistent habit and pattern. That is a good resolution. Yes. If you want it to be a success.
So now that you know the structure, what is your...
This year.
Apply it to yourself.
This year. Working
this year, you have a lot this year.
Yeah. Really?
This year, you are taking Korean classes with Bella.
Oh, yes, I am.
You guys are also working up the ladder in the K-pop scene here.
Oh!
Fingers crossed.
I believe you're taking dance classes as well.
Sorry, what?
Yes. No, that's not part of it.
Not yet.
I got a few dance requests.
No, it's okay.
I think both of you really can do.
Girls Day something.
Sister.
I think that's a good one to do.
It's
not happening.
Okay,
but this year, I consciously thought about it. I was like reflecting on the past year. What have I been up to?
Is this a serious one or a funny one?
Serious one. I'm so serious about this. My goal, resolution, whatever it is this year, is to be less of a hater.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but I love that part about you though.
No, it's really very bad.
It encourages me to be better in life.
Because I'm the worst example?
Yes.
No. I think it's good because
Give us context of how bad it is that you need to...
Okay. Recently... The Satan is... Satan. Don't unleash the Satan.
All right. Anyway.
Like recently, you know the audio, the I like this little life, that one? I got beef with people who...
Okay, articulate why.
It's me.
Because people who use that track, right, are people who have very privileged and enjoy. They're overseas. They are frolicking here and there. And then they're like, I like this. Like, your life is not little. It's not little.
I love it.
It's bad.
I don't think it's bad. I think it's true.
It's the MSG in your dish.
Oh, I got worked up for nothing.
But your chili...
Yeah, that's true.
But the thing is, it's fun for the family.
It's fun for the family.
If you lose that chili flakes on your pizza, there's no spice.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
It's with flavor.
But embrace it.
But I shouldn't just hate on things.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. Just know how to use this tool properly.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because there's some part of that susses out people who are pretentious in your life.
Mm.
You know?
If
you
I should accept everyone. I should.
No.
I
think
Okay, you are also a hater. Okay, just so you're also a hater.
Okay. I think you both can share the same resolution.
There is like, Vivian is on the top 5 bitches in the office.
Yeah. Wow!
So it's not wrong because it's a part of who we are.
Number one starts with a D and rhymes with Desmond.
Desmond is number one. I used to be number one. I've been dethroned.
You have.
He's the biggest mean girl.
Okay. I think it's okay to... Okay, maybe the word isn't hate. Just, you know, you dislike...
Very judgmental.
It's okay to be judgmental. So.
No.
Because then it leaves you space to be proven wrong.
I love that conversation.
Yeah.
I love being proven wrong.
It's okay. Yeah, I like to be proven wrong. So it's okay. So I don't think it's bad. You keep it up. But hey, if you want, you want. Okay, up to you.
Yeah,
it's okay. I mean, it's definitely going to be a resolve.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you need to fight all your reflexes when you see
I need to fight the demons inside me.
The demons?
Oh, shit.
What's the measurement of success here?
What's the measurement of success?
Very hard to say because I broke it yesterday already. So.
Mm. Okay, it's over.
It's a process. So
how do you succeed?
Yeah.
When I catch myself being not judgmental, I'm like, this thing usually will work me up. I'll be like, okay.
Is that
you're just lighthearted.
Yeah.
You wait until you're 30, I should be okay.
No, it's like, it's honestly. Where I got to, right? It's like, I love like seeing stupid people. It's like that. But there's a switch, right?
I don't know if I get that at once.
No, there's a switch. It's just like, you are like that. No.
She doesn't know if she can take advice.
Don't take it as advice. Take it as this is the facts of my life, right? Like, if I see the pretentious people, I just accept the fact that you are like that.
True.
That's your normal, lor.
Yeah.
But then if there's a purpose and people come to me and like, hey, should I my life be a dad? I'm like, you don't be stupid.
Okay.
You know? Then I turn on the switch, you know?
I got an example. Recently, there's a lot of young people on social media who are now singers. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And,
it's true.
And it shocks me. It shocks me because I wanted to be a singer so bad.
Yeah.
Right? And I never let myself fall into that because I knew where my ability was and what I see a singer to be.
Yes.
I cannot, like, okay, I consider myself a singer. I go to an award show, right? Imagine at the award show, don't even talk about Beyonce, right? Charlie Lim or Cesario or Crutch is there. And then I'm supposed to perform in front of them.
Oh.
I cannot bring myself to go.
I'll go diarrhea first.
I cannot. Like, how the hell do you tell yourself, like, who, which parents is giving you so much positive self-talk? That you decide I can be a singer your no ass talent. You
see,
know?
if I didn't want to be judgmental,
it's not that it's no talent ass.
If I didn't want to be judgmental, right, I flip it and like that's resolve.
Yeah, I guess so.
You got the self awareness.
You got no talent, right? But you still want to be singer and you work to it. You know?
Wow, I don't know how you did that, but that was impressive, man.
It's a switch. It's true, you know, it's the resolve.
I want thing at that. I want be like.
Yeah. Flip it.
You did it.
Because if you take it in his life.
You're so untalented, but
you did it.
You know, correct.
Okay,
did something.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because you know what beats talent every single time? Hard work.
True.
You put it that way.
You know?
I'm so bad.
Okay, give us the funny one.
Okay.
To wrap up.
I'll work towards it. Okay, the funny one is...
Now, Kalista, cannot say something.
No, I think we should just be bold with our resolution.
Can you help me say something?
No, you say
she want to be.
Okay, this is funny lah.
It's funny lah. It's funny lah.
It's not real.
But I mean, it comes from a place somewhere in the brain.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. I would in an imaginary world, like this,
in a fandom
funny
world.
I would love for Jane Shah to adopt me.
Oh, Mommy Jane.
So, congrats, Jane. Congrats on your pregnancy
and your
second child. Will be Cheche.
I'm here.
Yes.
Cheche.
Just want to shout out Han Bin Ma.
Yeah.
Your daughter.
Would you love to join the family.
Yeah. She want to be a chaka.
Yes.
Vivian chaka.
Would love to adopt Vivian. A full-grown child.
Yeah. Already earning money.
Yes.
Already earning money. Okay, into the family. Perks about me.
Okay.
I'm already earning money.
She's weaned. She toilet trained already.
I can go to toilet by myself.
Don't need to make milk anymore.
Literal breadwinner.
What else?
I have a place to stay, so I don't have to stay at your place.
But
if you have an extra room, would love to
also,
come over.
Already wears all your clothes.
I support the family business.
Yes, support the family business.
It's great.
It's more pros and cons for me.
That's all just pros.
And we would love to talk to you.
Yeah.
So
some say she looks like Jane also at this point.
Who's
with the body of Han Bin Ma? who's we?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Anyway.
She said we.
Okay. Thank you, Vivian.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
You
so just let me know.
We're gonna move on to Mingan.
Yeah. Okay. What was the question again?
So you can either give us both or one serious
one
and one not so serious resolution.
Yeah.
Or not regret. I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Just one only.
Just one, yeah. Bella says no time.
I don't have a resolution, but I have a regret. And I told myself I will regret it this year if I do not take care of my health for my family. That's it.
Wow.
So it's not motivated I want to lose weight.
It's all encompassing.
Right? Okay. It's not motivated by I want to lose weight, I want to get in shape. Mm. But it was more motivated by I cannot play with my kids as much as they want to play.
Mm.
Because if I play like for 15 minutes, then my whole shoulder, my neck all gone after that. And I find that like, wow, that's weak, man. So it encompasses like, oh, if I'm going out with my family and then someone jump out the bushes and like, hey, I want to shank you. I want to be able to beat that guy up and let my daughters watch. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be that fit, you know.
Okay.
Like, I will strangle him, my thighs, like that kind of fit, right? And it's motivated by family.
A very specific thought.
That's great.
I understand Vin Diesel at this point. Like when he says,
Vin Diesel recently got allegations against him.
Oh, I don't understand him at all. Sorry, I don't know what's happening. I don't.
Take that back.
But yeah, I take it back. Family.
That's family. That's family. Really good.
Right? But yeah. So that's the regret I don't want to have at the end of the year.
Mm.
Funny one. I don't have a funny regret. I think one of my funny regret is I would love to try and grow a beard.
Okay.
You might regret.
Yeah, I will regret. This is definitely a regret.
I can't tell if Leanne is happy or she doesn't want it.
Like,
I can't.
Come
guys,
November,
cannot.
Ming and I will do it together.
It's so suffering.
But you have to start now.
Start now.
No, I cannot. I cannot. Fast. It's really hard. Cannot, yeah. Leanne, I know. You can grow better than me at this point.
Oh my God.
But I cannot. It gets really like itchy and like got pimple inside the beard. Like, I don't know whether you're popping the hair or popping the pimple out.
Okay, that's thank you.
Okay, funny thank one. You. That's it. I don't have
okay,
funny regret.
I think can
should we try in November?
I think you guys should try. Yeah.
Let's do it. Joke. We'll look like humps up lows by halfway.
But there's a documentary.
Or at least just a moustache. No beard.
Very hard.
It's very hard.
It gets weird. You know?
It's easier for me to grow like full beard rather than moustache.
All right,
try.
I guess we got goals.
I think
we try. Okay, content for this year.
All guys in the office.
All girls in the office.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Grow it up.
Okay, if guys don't shave the misai, girls don't shave armpit. 1 month.
Wait.
that's
no,
not
but
on
it's
the
an
same...
aesthetic thing. Like you want to grow it up, ma. For the girls, maybe they don't. Again, if girls want to, do whatever you want.
It's an aesthetic thing.
Yeah.
All right, that's so.
Thank you. So, serious and then not serious.
I can't think after the conversation anymore.
You can.
This is hard for me because make resolutions. I guess one of it.
Goal.
Okay, a goal would be.
Say 11 books.
To be more confident in front of the camera.
Yes. Thank you.
It's so bad. I feel like dying right now.
Yeah, you're doing great.
You're crazy.
It's taking all of me to
not
break down.
She's
and
getting
cry.
Some dark circles under her arms.
It's like
guys.
It just comes to a point where you feel like you're not watching yourself, then you're okay.
You take it from her.
Oh, yeah, I would. Yeah. I would take advice from
her. Take it from her.
Whenever
but
I see
probably
myself,
won't
myself,
watch or hear this.
Sorry. It's mad. But it's a good goal. And okay. it takes resolve.
And the only way for you to get better at it is?
Do more.
To do more.
Yay. All
right. Yay.
Yeah. All right.
What's the funny one?
What's the funny one?
Pass. Okay.
Okay. This year, I want to... Initially, I said I want to lose 10 kg. I think that's dangerous because what if I lose 10 kg and then I put back 20? You know?
Hey, so, but you achieved it.
I will lose... okay, maybe not lose. I want to go and be active physically once a week at least, minimum. Whatever it is.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's like, my minimum.
Like, play sports active?
So, if it's... Because my biggest fear with sports is that you need other people. And every time people don't make it out, then I'll use that as a crutch. I'm like, I'm not going out. So, I will have to do something physically active outside. Whether it's going to the gym, do something. Like, lifting or running or something. Just like, every week, I have to do one. Minimum. And then if I do more, then it's a bonus. But minimum, just like the open mics, I need to do once a week.
High intensity yo-yo.
That's great. Yeah.
By yourself. I really can swim. Yeah.
That's crazy.
High intensity yo-yo session.
The funny one for me is seriously funny. I need to put out a 1 hour this year. How I need to do a 1 hour special.
But that's a serious resolution.
Yeah,
it's not funny.
Because for me, funny things are quite serious nowadays.
No, it has to be ridiculous. Like, she wants to be adopted by Jane.
No, it really sounds stupid.
I don't have. Oh, no, okay. My funny one is I want to win a major Flesh and Blood tournament.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's a funny one.
I got a funny one. I want to win one of those shopping mall random lottery draws.
Ooh.
Yeah, no way, lah, you.
I know.
No luck one.
Actually, that's what I would want also. To win a lucky draw at least once.
I
want to
be in the photo, you know.
It's so bad because I've never won any of these things and I always tell people that even if only two people enter a lucky draw, right, the other person will win. It's true.
Thank you for your sharing, guys. It's interesting to see where you're at in terms of what you want to achieve.
That's great.
What you do want to regret and lose on.
I think it's
worth talking about the conversation as well.
Okay.
But right now, if you're not watching this on YouTube, we would like to encourage you to maybe tune in on YouTube. But if not, it's all right. It's purely audio, this podcast. We have a couple of members from the team to come and have a seat to share with us their New Year's resolution.
We're going to roast their ability to commit to things.
That's right.
Correct.
So the first one that we have is... Leanne.
I can't wait.
Hailing from Ipoh, Leanne is a designer with the team. She's also one of the youngest members of this team. It's called Family.
Okay, that's mad.
Leanne is... Leanne was my secret
sweater. Look at that. Some say she's almost the cutest.
I think I'm good.
Almost.
What is saying, bro?
Who's saying there's exactly no one? Hi Leanne. How are you?
Hello.
Leanne, what is your resolution for 2024?
I want to try anything.
Yes!
0 out of 10.
Sorry?
What? Hey.
Did she say try anything?
Try anything.
I saw you said try anything.
Try anything.
I'm all for it. I will join you.
Oh, interesting.
Actually, yes.
Is it just because of our conversation just now?
When did you make this resolution?
Like just now. Actually, this one is like... No. Wait. Listen first.
Okay, listen.
I from last year say until this year, I still haven't do this knitting thing.
Oh, so, you said from last year, did you?
Yeah. I wanted to try.
Okay.
But then I didn't do.
Okay. So and, this year... Why do you want to make knitting your resolution?
Cool, huh? Cute, huh? I can do make cute things.
What's the dream thing you want to make? What's your dream item?
I want to make a vest. A vest. Then you patch like small different patterns together, and then it's a vest.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah.
So you should achieve that by the end of the year, right?
So by end of the year, your success is whether you have made that vest.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. See you in December.
Let's rate this resolution.
I think it's cute.
I think it's good. 10 out of 10. I'll join you.
10 out of 10.
Okay.
Cute. Okay.
Biased. Mihan.
Thank you.
I'm going to put 7 out of 10.
And do you think she's going to make it?
That's why I 7 out of 10.
Oh, you don't think she's going
to
make it?
Also, I consider the fact that she said she tried to do this last year. So and minus points.
Oh,
she
okay, 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 okay. Vivian, do you think she's going to make it?
Yes. I make for you.
Ooh. I don't want.
Hey, okay.
Actually, I don't say
actually, yeah.
I really want.
Actually,
all right, your sharing time is over. Sophia, what do you rate this resolution?
I will give a 7 out of 10 as well. Only because I believe... that you will try the knitting part.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the vest will happen in December.
Let's see. Yeah.
But if it is, I will order one.
Okay. Okay. I think it's a cute resolution. Yeah, it's cool. I think whether you do it, I think you might make like a scarf or like a rag. Because maybe halfway you'll be like, wow, best way, susah. I will just have a piece of cloth that I can
wipe. It's best time, right, guys? Here's handkerchief for everyone.
So the rag is incomplete.
Here's my real prediction. Yeah. Whoever you are the Secret Santa for,
oh, you
were
going to make that, yeah.
Congratulations. Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Next up, we have Roe.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Roe is one of our writers in the team, and Roe is from Pahang.
Yes.
It's just
Kuantan.
So random.
Not Kelantan.
Roe, what is your resolution for 2024?
My resolution is to find a hobby.
Boyfriend.
No,
oh,
a hobby.
So
find a hobby.
Yeah, like a...
We're so close. Let's talk about Marshall
really I need a new hobby.
What's your current hobby?
I don't have one.
Okay, this is not a resolution.
It is. This is very a problem. Serious for this me.
It's very serious. Why is it serious?
Like, because, you know, my life is boring.
My God. Okay, this is not a resolution. A resolution is specific and quantifiable.
But I need to find it, Ma. Like, you know, like...
Okay.
Just throw... let's throw a few for us.
Do you have anything in mind? Don't say anything, because I will...
Past hobbies. Tell us past hobbies.
I had a climbing phase.
Oh.
So I was climbing for maybe half a year or something like that.
Ooh,
then I
okay.
And then I also had a drawing phase.
Oh.
I used to draw sometimes. Also did miniature clay making.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I've tried quite a bit, so that's why I don't know what would be a new interesting hobby to try.
So what would you consider as a hobby then?
I guess something that makes me feel like it's enjoyable, but at the same time, it makes me feel accomplished. Like, in a sense.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to say something. My hobbies don't make me feel accomplished at all.
What's your hobby,
like,
Mia?
Like, I like really looking and reading comic books.
Okay.
Like I love comics.
Mm.
But
so
it's
one,
a hobby.
Right? But your collecting is also a hobby, right?
But yeah, my collecting is very different because it's bordering into like a practice. So there is accomplishments when it comes to a hobby like collecting.
Mm-hmm.
But like my hobby is reading comic books. I freaking love comic books. I have no goals. I have nothing to do. Oh,
but you strive to finish the comic books.
It's not an accomplishment feeling. It's more like drugs, you know.
Okay, but you know that's you, man.
You want an accomplishment based hobby, la.
I think you should pick up knitting.
Knitting.
Stop.
You will feel accomplished
when you make the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
You should make a sweater. A vest.
I think
you should next year Secret Santa. This year Secret Santa.
I think you should climb to the top of Kinabalu.
Oh.
And draw the scenery.
Oh.
And then make a miniature of you and put it on the mountain.
But like when she's done, does she not have a hobby anymore?
I don't know. Okay, let's suggest some hobbies.
You need to have a hobby that gives you a sense of accomplishment, but is repeatable enough for you to do long term.
Mm. Yeah.
That's difficult, man.
Yeah. I think more than 3 months
rock climbing,
is the goal.
I think climbing is the best.
Yeah, because you get to your top, you're done. Then you can do it.
Then you go to another gym.
Huh.
Then you know another wall. And then suddenly you're like, hey, I don't want one mountain now.
Mm. I think here's a hobby. Golf.
Hey, golf is very in
actually,
right now.
Yeah. It sounds interesting, but I don't know. It's expensive, right?
it's really
paid
to play.
You can start with like the driving range. That's cheap.
Cheaper than rock climbing. The digital driving range, even cheaper.
If
anyone wants to try,
you can. Boring.
Why not?
Golf?
So.
Sorry. I love golfing.
Okay. You suggest.
So we'll give you a suggestion and then we'll end it.
I don't know. Yeah, climbing seems to be the closest, but like, why did you stop?
Thing I think you need a good climbing buddy and then also time wise it's very important.
Find friends.
I used to climb with my friend also, and then she got busy, we got busy, then we just stopped. And it's also very dangerous, a sport, so that's why
I think your resolution is to make new friends.
Make friends,
probably.
Because then your new hobby will be spending time with them doing whatever it is. Then you will find your hobby eventually.
It feels like then the whatever you're doing doesn't matter. As long as you have the right company, right friends.
Mm.
Actually, that's true.
How are you going to find new friends? Quantify it. How will you have succeeded by the end of the year?
Damn.
In finding new friends?
Mm.
No, la, let's not place that on her, la. In your search for your accomplishment-based hobby, how... Actually, the goal is just you find a hobby.
Okay,
la, right?
Five friends by the end of the year. Okay, thank you, Roy.
Thanks, Roy. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like we didn't really help this one. Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Don't know. It's the goal to help.
We're not supposed to help. We're not supposed to judge.
Okay, I mean, to judge it, quite lame. Next.
Oh, the man of the, oh, the moment. Right. Yeah.
Object of desire, mythical creature himself.
No. Have
Mr. Jensen Tan.
Legend of last.
Head of Post Pro. Jensen, okay, yeah. What is your resolution for 2024?
Not work too hard.
Not work too hard.
Yeah, no, it's just to find balance in life.
Damn, other people is wanting to work harder. This guy, no, it's good, it's good.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah. See you next year.
No. Okay, no.
Okay.
It's good. I think we all.
I think there are like people who do this as well. There are people who do this, right? Like, what has brought you to this?
What
this
was
resolution?
The realization point?
Last year, I think almost burnout lah. So I think it's just try to like not like I should do. Things outside of work that is not work.
Last year was just 3 days ago. How are you feeling now?
Hey, you know.
He's like, I'm a new man.
Actually, now I'm dying.
Went to sleep, woke up fresh.
I'm dying.
Okay.
Just for context for everyone, Jemson's the kind of guy who work 5 days a week and then on weekends, he's also still working. That's why it's quite tiring.
He's a species called the wedding videographer.
Yeah.
When you're in this species, you don't have weekends most of the time.
Yeah.
But I think that's great. I think it takes off self-awareness to realize that I need a break.
Yeah.
Actually, I need to slow down.
So sorry, you're going to say?
No, it's like, because I come back from work and I'm thinking about what to do for the next day.
Damn.
So in place of not working, you need to fill it up with something. If not, you will idle minds.
Correct.
Right? You seem like that type. So what will you replace with work? It needs to be intentional.
This is actually a bigger question because to stop doing something, you need to do something else.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's true, damn.
Damn.
What would you like to do for fun?
Hey, what are your hobbies?
Have you heard of knitting?
It sounds to me like you're looking for a new hobby and I got a friend who's also in that.
We have somebody who's looking for a friend.
Yeah.
I know first thing.
What do you need to do
church.
More of?
Huh? Church.
Church. You need to find a new church? Church. That's a good resolution.
It's a new resolution.
Stop sinning, man. It's enough.
Okay.
I sinned for two years ago. Okay. That.
2 years out in the wilderness.
Then... I don't know. I just want to try different things.
Anything?
Like,
anything?
Like kissing boys?
Is it?
Like what? Hey,
what?
You try new things, what? Okay, what?
It's a very big statement, you know. Try different things.
Okay, different things that is... That is positive.
Okay.
Positive.
Positive
to my health.
I think...
Oh, okay.
Positive is one.
Should we quickly rate this for him?
I think it's good.
I think it's a 10-10.
It's great. It's good, self-aware.
I'm going to rate 5-10 because it's half soft only.
Yes, correct.
Right?
Awareness.
It's half soft. Awareness is the beginning.
It's the beginning, but you need an action plan.
Yeah, the funny part is because I have a lot of friends like, I should do less this year. I should do less this year. Then they end up doing more
because they
find something to do in place of that. Then like, I really like this. And then like, I'm so tired after this, you know?
It sounds crazy, but I think you need to learn how to have fun.
Damn. When's the last time you had fun? Every day.
Board games, okay.
You really like
life, man. No, but again, the problem with board games is that you need other people.
Yeah.
Like what is...
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's true.
So you also need to find friends.
I played four-man Monopoly all on my own.
I'm just like the four person.
So the option here is actually you find a board game that can be played by one person or video games. Because you don't need people for that. So you can try something out. Try something new. You've never done that.
Or start a board game. Yeah, start your board game club.
Yeah.
Damn. All right.
Cool.
Thank you, Jameson.
Thank you, Jameson. I like this resolution.
Thanks.
I support.
Maybe Jameson should study to be a dungeon master for D&D.
Let's support him.
Anyway, thanks, James. Who's the next?
Kai Holm.
Oh my God.
Our brand new intern from Penang.
Literally fresh.
Fresh.
So fresh. I like your dressing style, Kai Holm.
Kai Holm. How old are you, Kai Holm?
20.
Damn. Oh my gosh. Do you have resolutions? Do you do the whole New Year's resolution thing?
For this year?
No, for like you in life. Just on your own.
Like, do you make New Year's resolutions in general?
I want to survive myself without using my parents' money.
Oh.
Okay, just went right
it. Just went for it.
Wait, so is it this year?
Is it you want to do this since you were like young or?
Since last year.
Since last year, okay. So it has
to
been a resolution.
Find something that I can do that I like. Uh-huh. And also I can earn enough money to survive.
You want to be independent,
I think,
independent.
I think that's called a job.
It's called
yeah.
I mean,
you're halfway there.
Not like 5 to 9 job. I mean, nine
so you
to
don't
five
want
job.
A job.
I don't want to work.
Like office work.
Like office work, yeah. But,
as in he wants to be able to sustain himself, which he doesn't necessarily need to.
Okay.
Like I can work, for example. But also work as in the thing that I like.
So your resolution is to find your own independent life.
Yes.
That you enjoy doing what you're doing.
But wait, that was last year, right?
Yeah, it was.
Have you
last
found it?
Year.
Got progress or not? I mean, since you're here, there's only a few answers you can give.
As a editor, maybe. But also not like what Jensen said, not to work too hard.
Wow. Damn. It's an editor problem.
Then it looks like you have to get a job.
It's interesting really how all their problems kind of link to each other.
But then I like making social media content.
There we go.
Okay.
Special content.
The fun
crazy if it was a job, right?
The fun balance.
What if we told you?
You work 9 to 5 and then there's a balance where the weekend you have off, but you're also earning money because you're doing what you like.
It's called like a job. It sounds like a job
in social media.
Maybe it's a new kind of job.
Yeah,
not the office work.
It's called freelancing work.
Yeah.
Have you changed your resolution for this year? Or it's still the same?
I can see changes.
What's the changes? You want to work 9 to 9 now?
Maybe I can manage to survive myself now.
Got progress.
Congratulations. Yeah,
good job.
Congratulations.
But that's it. Do you have any new resolutions this year? New goals?
Goals,
Find girlfriend?
Don't
want. Okay.
Don't want find girlfriend.
Okay, find boyfriend. Sorry. Find boyfriend.
Girlfriend is okay, but have to be the right one.
At a right
like
young
it.
Age of
I like
20.
It. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
He's got priorities.
Lian, how old are you?
21.
You like older girls?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I think it's a great resolution. Very self-sufficient. Mm. Impressive even for a 20-year-old guy.
If you didn't find the right one, how can I focus the goal that I want?
Damn!
Okay.
Shit.
Makes sense?
Yeah, good.
11 out of 10. Okay, next.
Yeah. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
All the best. We'll check in with you again.
Who's the next one?
Jolene.
Hey, what about Bella?
Bella, last one later.
Bella, last one. Shut up, Bella. You better think of one now. Bitch.
All right, Jolene.
Okay.
Let's go, Jolene.
I really hope the resolution is not about fixing your body, but let's hear it. Is it about fixing your body?
No, it cannot be.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Everyone, Jolene is one of our writers as well. She's also a
showrunner
for Head Over Heels previously. And also...
To be announced.
To be announced.
Jolene, what is your resolution for 2024?
I want to drive again.
Hey.
Oh!
Is it because you got called out during the awards last Christmas?
Is it?
No, actually, no. I was very satisfied with being a passenger friend.
So during Christmas, we had this award. We had
a fun Christmas party. Yeah.
And then
we had 4 nominations for the category of passenger princess or passenger queen, and all 4 won. So,
Jolene and Vivian won.
I'm quite okay being a passenger princess. In fact, I got better at directions by being a passenger princess.
He's a queen of navigation.
Yes, why don't you drive? Do you get blacklisted by the police or something?
No, because when I started driving after getting my license, I got so stressed because my mom was in the passenger seat.
I see.
So it's just I don't know where to go, and I hear yelling, and I cannot park. Because there's no formula to parking in real life.
There's none.
So yeah, I want to drive.
It's a good resolution.
Good. 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
What action steps?
Drive.
Remember whether I need to move the handbrake or the gear first.
Sorry,
whose car is in practice for this?
Handbrake or the gear
or
first?
Or the...
You know, automatic cars don't have that, right?
Just drive auto. I think now the driving test are auto.
You put the handbrake down first, then you...
Manual. The handbrake should never... Unless you're a drifter, the handbrake should just be last.
The Brindle.
The Prindle, P-R-N-D-L.
The Prindle? What are you driving?
Auto car.
1994.
Yeah.
Hey, just drive an auto.
Yeah.
I do.
Your auto has a Prindle, you move reverse gear.
Or the handbrake.
Okay.
All right.
I don't remember which one to move first.
So whichever is fine. Really? Honestly, yeah.
Just use all of them.
Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah.
All the best.
Both pedals. Both pedals, both brakes, and
okay.
Don't worry, you'll get there.
So okay. Should we put like by when are you gonna be driving?
Oh.
Because
oh.
If not, it's gonna be like until December. Oh yeah, I remember to drive.
I'm going to park the car by end of the year.
Wait, what is the car? Whose car is this? Is it just anyone's
there's a car at home. There's a car at home.
You okay. Want to park Ryan's car?
I will successfully park a car in a
by
parking
June?
Lot.
One car?
Yes.
One parking spot?
Yes. By June?
Drive one time.
You should drive the studio. Team out.
Yeah.
For no. Lunch.
No. Basically, drive no. You out. I'm not gonna
I don't think you want. I don't think you want your life in my hands.
Okay, okay. I think a really good goal is the parking one because obviously it's very practical.
Yes.
But you should try to drive to the somewhere. Studio.
Yeah. To office.
From two cars?
It's very functional.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very
two
functional.
Cars? One, two cars? Or two?
Drive to the studio. Oh. How you gonna drive two cars?
She's using she's using all the gears at the same time.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a shock to me that she thought there's two cars. I don't understand. You might need to relook at your understanding
okay.
Of English.
Okay, I will park in the office.
Park to office? No, drive
will,
to office.
I will drive to the office and I will park in the office.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
so that's usually how driving works.
Yes. Come to work in the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And then you have to remember to unpark your car and drive home.
Yeah.
Basically, then park at home.
Yes.
Great, yeah. Great.
That's a great...
That's unnecessarily complicated.
Good job.
You can do
10
it.
Out of 10 for me.
10 out of 10.
I just think that it can be done sooner
practical.
Than rather later.
Yeah. 9 out of 10 because you need to set early goals.
Yeah.
Very easy one. Every
end of the year. What a F. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, last one we have Bella Chin.
I don't care, Bella.
Bella is a showrunner.
I really like the sweater that Bella is wearing. Every
I love
time.
That. You guys put
the
me into the
okay.
Future.
Yes.
Everyone, this is Bella.
Yes, hi.
Bella, what's your resolution for 24?
Damn.
I just thought of it. Because it hasn't dawned upon me that it's already 2024.
Okay.
So, I think it's... There's two. Number one is to read books this year.
Yes, oh. Shout out.
Are you joining the book club?
Yes. Nice. So, just some context. Like, right before we had this podcast recording, a couple of us decided to start, like, co-curriculums in Blank Slate. And one of it is the book club. We already have a group chat, so
what?
That's one.
It's official. That's
yeah,
how you know.
Yeah. We already we're already putting it in motion.
Who's president?
Okay.
Sophia's
president.
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, the girl is aiming for 10 books.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, because I used to love reading so much, but now I feel like the past 2 years I really have not finished a book.
Can I join, but only join
to watch
when it's a book I would want to read?
This is
we're all reading different books.
Yeah, we're all reading.
Then, yeah,
you can choose what you want to read.
I am reading a book now.
I see.
We'll consider your application.
Yeah, we'll consider.
A bit flaky, by
the way. The second one is to more concerts this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah! This is a shout-out.
Wait, is that a resolution?
Cool.
Okay,
Mihan
is...
This is the kind of thing that...
Vivian, you said that. Then you
suddenly... Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a resolution?
I want to hear Vivian.
Yeah, because
Vivian
suddenly that anger, the chili flakes started flying
oh
in the back.
Oh my god, is this why we're partners?
This is the Little Life one. This is the Little Life column. Oh, I really want to try my best.
Okay,
go to a lot of concerts.
Why don't you walk us through your thought process?
Well,
is
that
a resolution?
Why is that a resolution?
It's a goal.
It's a resolution, right? We cannot.
Resolution?
Okay. It means you have to work hard to be able to afford it.
Okay,
you
spin it.
Concerts are not cheap.
Okay, you spin it like that.
Okay, yes. Concerts are not cheap. And K-pop concerts are even not cheaper.
Even not cheaper.
So the resolution is
here. I for English class,
even not cheaper. I need it. Even more expensive.
Yes, it's quite expensive. Even not cheaper.
It's okay.
Okay. But that's good. It means, the resolution actually is to work hard.
Yes.
So you can go to concerts.
So you can enjoy the things you want to enjoy.
Correct. Specifically concerts.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. I like that. It's good. So many input for this one?
15 out of 10.
Save
money.
Because a book club. Because
she's part of the book club as well.
So you get extra points for book club.
Yeah.
Vivian, what's your score?
15, 10.
I'm the highest grader. Because you want to go for the concert as well.
Because she's coming with me. For the concert. Yeah, yeah. I will also work hard. Yes.
Nice. How about you?
I think it's great because it's productive in the sense that you learn more, expand your mind with the book one.
Yeah.
And then also, I'm a big advocate for concerts. I think it's experiences that people should have anyway.
Yeah.
Because when you go for concerts, there's a whole journey to get there.
Yes.
Right?
It's an experience.
There's a trip involved.
Yeah, there's a trip. Because sometimes these concerts are not in Malaysia.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah? Yeah?
See, she's thinking. She's thinking. She's thinking already.
I give 10 out of 10 for the fact that you already know you got two resolutions.
Yeah.
Hey, very, and spot, very specific.
Mm. Yeah.
Everyone, we should strive to have resolutions like Bella.
Yes.
Specific, quantifiable.
Yeah.
And you will know whether you did it or not.
Yes.
Because you have gone to a concert or not.
Yes.
It's right.
True. I think one thing that I've learned listening to some of these bitch-ass resolutions is that a lot of us have an idea of what we want to do.
Boys Like Girls coming back. KL concert. So,
yes.
Concert. Are you going?
We'll see.
I might.
The Shiny is coming, by the way.
We're on a concert spree as well, so why not?
Ooh,
but what I was going to say is that a lot of us have an idea of what we want to do.
Yes.
Like, you know, like oh, I want to knit. Or I want to have a I want to find a new hobby. I feel like we need to give ourselves a bit of time to sit on these things and really ask ourselves, okay, I have the intention, but what do I do with it?
Mm.
Because the last thing you want to do, like for example, like Brother Jameson with how busy he is, right?
Mm.
The last thing you want to do is, I don't want to be so busy, and then there's no action plan, and then he fills up his time with more busyness.
Mm. Damn,
you never get to become big artist. Yeah. You know, you got to find something that you are passionate about. And I'm a big advocate for it. I think you guys need to find your third place.
My what place?
Oh.
My what place?
The third place.
My third place.
So there's work and then there's home.
Oh.
And then there's a third place that you can be in and you feel comfortable and happy. Find the third place, guys.
Find the third place.
Food for thought. Something to think about. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So how do we wrap up the conversation?
I feel that if you guys have had a better perspective with resolutions this year, don't make flaky ones. You don't know how to make resolutions. Write down what your regrets are.
Oh, I like that.
You don't know how to write down regrets. Write down what you want to experience.
Mm.
And it has to be 1, 2, or 3. Is that quantifiable
enough? Aim for third place.
Okay, sorry.
Is it not?
I think he was talking about the different methods.
I was just combining both of your advice.
All the kids know. But mommy, I want to be on third place only. I don't want to make up first place. I want to study and be on third place.
Any revisions on your own resolutions after hearing all of that?
Damn.
I'm pretty set on mine, I feel like.
So what was it again? Just to recap.
10 books.
Being more comfortable.
Be more comfortable in front of the camera.
Okay. And Vivian, yours was?
To be less of a hater.
And be mother.
I don't think you get that.
And be Chucks Jr.
God. Are you dumping on her resolution?
I think you can.
Which one?
Chucks Jr.?
I think you can get adopted.
That's more honestly, likely to happen than me not becoming a hater.
We have to be honest. I think so. I honestly think that's more likely to happen.
Minga, what are you going to do to be more healthy?
So fixing diet is already one.
Okay.
The other thing that I'm probably going to start is like martial art again. that's it. Yeah.
Where are we going?
Kickboxing.
Oh, yeah,
I need something violent. I need something violent, but I don't want to do the thing that will tear your ACL and all that shit.
Jiu-jitsu
or wushu and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want something practical that is not about pattern. I'm ice you.
Yeah.
Like
you are self-defense.
Yes. Okay. Because I got two girls. I need to step up, right?
I agree.
And so, you have an office full of
girls
that you need to protect also. Yes.
In case when we go out for shoot, something happens and we're like, Call Ming Yan first.
Yes!
We ask the person, pause. Belum datang lagi.
You don't just
come out.
Belum datang lagi.
You tunggu sini.
You tunggu.
Okay, yeah. But it's a two-step thing.
I can join you for that. Because that's why once a week.
Okay. Because it's less about... I really don't like repetitive, tedious
I love exercises. To fight. I really love fighting.
Sorry, what?
Me too.
I really love physical violence.
Okay, what's happening here?
Are we all going to go for fighting classes now?
Yes.
I think some of them want to go.
Because some of you all right, just need to wear the girls start losing weight already. Because it's very heavy.
Yeah, it's true. You sweat a lot so.
Yeah. But yeah, because I don't like treadmills. I don't like
Hate it.
All this kind of shit. So that's my function. That's a function and purpose.
Okay. Execution. Let's see it, man. Same for me. I mean, that could be one of my activities. But that's all the time we have today, guys. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Thank you to all of the Blank Slate team as well who told us your somewhat okay resolutions. My resolution for you guys is next year I have better resolutions.
Damn.
Share with us what you guys are hoping for in the comment section below. If you don't, then not much we can do.
Yeah, and thank you everyone for sitting down with us this episode.
We'll see you guys at the KL Pod Fest coming up real soon.
Damn.
And if there's anything you want to talk about, spill, fight.
Let us know.
See you guys.
Congratulations. Bye.
You set now.
Oi, sit down lah.